Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the secretary from the Huron Shores Genealogical Society, Lugene Daniels. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, I know all about your society there. It was late last year, you guys did a whole Who Am I kind of thing. It was a lot of fun to do with you guys.
Oh, it was a pleasure to do, and it was... You know, we got a great response from, we did two of those programs last year for community people, and we did one for a Whittemore lady named Dorothy Lehman, and they were a big hit, and hopefully we'll get to do some more of those.
Well, very good. Well, I know you guys do a lot now in terms of helping people out if they're doing their search for their family tree, and no exception, you got one coming up this Saturday at the Parks Library there called The Land Gives Up Names. Now, that's an interesting title. Fill in the blanks on that, Lugene.
Well, it is kind of an interesting title. Of course, it really was the land that brought people to this area.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were brought here, I mean, to Iosco County, of course, the shoreline was settled first, and they were brought mainly because of the fishing.
Right.
And then, of course, it was the logging industry, and then from there it went into agricultural means. And so it really was the land that provided a living for people.
Sure.
And at the program on Saturday, we're going to have a speaker from the Michigan Archives. His name is Chris Rutsinski, and he's an awesome speaker. He's very knowledgeable. He's very entertaining. And he's going to deliver two programs. One will be on the Homestead Act, and that was an act of Congress. When people bought property at the turn of the century, they could live off the land for 5 years as long as they made improvements, and they had to file homestead applications.
Mm.
And he'll tell the group how to access those applications, which are a wealth of information for the family historian. And he'll explain that whole process in the talk about that.
Okay.
And then the other program is going to be on the rural property inventory program that was part of the WPA back in the 1930s. And that was where, through the WPA, it was a mission to put everybody to work.
Right.
So people were employed to go to the farms and absolutely inventoried everything. They measured barns, they measured sheds, they drew plans of the farm, they mapped out what crops were being farmed.
Wow.
It is a wealth of information. And the Michigan Archives has those documents available for people to copy or add to their family history projects. And they are amazing, and most people don't even know anything about them.
Right. That's something I've never heard of before, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who are doing this kind of work who are going, wow, what a valuable resource that is.
Yes, it is. I mean, since everybody back then, you know, in the 1930s, I mean, the majority of the population were farmers.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's just incredible.
Now,
you know, they are amazing documents, and so it's going to be a very informative session.
Now, it starts at 9:30. It runs all the way till 3 p.m., so they are going to get quite a bit of time to get in there, don't they?
Yeah, well, the sessions will probably last, you know, an hour to an hour and a half each. And we'll have a lunch break between, and everyone is encouraged to bring a sandwich. We will have some treats, and we'll have dessert. And then we will do the afternoon session. And, you know, depending on how many questions people have and how many show up, you know, we may get out a little early, but we never usually go past 3 o'clock at all. So.
Very good. Now, there's no charge for this, but do people need to register in advance so you know how many are coming?
Well, yeah, we'd like them to call the library if they can, but if they don't get an opportunity to do that, it is no big deal.
Oh,
just show up, you know.
Very good.
And, you know, yeah, we encourage them to call because then we do have some sort of an idea, but you know, people's plans change at the last minute, and we never want to feel that somebody, you know, just because they didn't call, can't come, you know.
Sure. Now, if they want more information about the Land Gives Up Names, the presentation this Saturday, how would they get more information on this, Lou Jean?
They could call the library.
Okay.
We usually have somebody in our genealogy room there, and they'd be welcome to answer any questions. So that'd probably be the easiest at this point.
Very good. She is from the Huron Shores Genealogical Society. She's the secretary, Lou Jean Daniels. Again, the Land Gives Up Names is this Saturday about 9:30 to 3 at the Parks Library there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. And Lou Jean, again, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Oh, and thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.